Well, Newt Gingrich is not backing off his comments about food stamps. In fact, he took some of them from Monday's debate and put them in an ad running in South Carolina. The ad is called The Moment.
I'm going to continue to find ways to help poor people learn how to get a job, learn how to get a better job, and learn someday to own the job.
Well, those comments came after the moment in the debate when moderator Juan Williams asked Newt Gingrich if his previous comments about food stamps were racial.
I got to tell you, my email account, my Twitter account has been inundated with people of all races who are asking if your comments are not intended to belittle the poor and racial minorities. You saw some of this reaction during your visit to a black church in South Carolina. You saw some of this during your visit to a black church in South Carolina where a woman asked you why you refer to President Obama as the food stamp president. It sounds as if you are seeking to belittle people.
Well, first of all, Juan, the fact is that more people have been put on food stamps by Barack Obama than any president in American history. Now, I know among the politically correct, you're not supposed to use facts that are uncomfortable.
Newt Gingrich never denied that he made comments about race and food stamps. Some of his supporters do, and you'll notice many of them booed Juan Williams. So let's listen to this comment in New Hampshire the week before that debate on Monday, when, apropos of nothing, Newt Gingrich brought up the NAACP.
Now, there's no neighborhood I know of in America where if you went around and asked people, would you rather your children had food stamps or paychecks, you wouldn't end up with a majority saying they'd rather have a paycheck. And so I'm prepared, if the NAACP invites me, I'll go to their convention and talk about why the African-American community should demand paychecks and not be satisfied with food stamps.
His many critics, black and white, say Newt Gingrich is speaking in code, what Chris Matthews of MSNBC calls the dog whistle meant to be heard by conservative white Southerners as criticism of blacks. But NAACP President Benjamin Todd also called Gingrich's comments inaccurate, saying the majority of people who use food stamps are not African American. Most people using food stamps have a job. So what's true? Leaving aside the intent of Newt Gingrich's comments, what are the facts about food stamps? Mark Rank is professor of social welfare at Washington University in St. Louis. He joins us from his office. Mark, first, who is on food stamps? You have some statistics?
Yeah, I do. Food stamps actually has a very wide reach in terms of the population. So what you find is that in terms of this issue of race, most folks who are on food stamps are white. So 36% of the population, food stamp population, is white, 22% black, 10% Hispanic.
You mentioned 22% of the food stamp users are in homes headed by African Americans. And we should point out that is disproportionate to the percentage of blacks in the country.
That's right. So if you're black, you're at a much greater risk of being in poverty and you're at a much greater risk of using food stamps. But nevertheless, if you look at the overall population that are poor or that are on food stamps, the majority are white because the majority of the population is white in this country. And so it's, yeah.
And we understand most users are also disabled, children, seniors?
Yeah, so about half of people that are currently getting food stamps today are children under the age of 18. About 10% are elderly, and I think the figure is about 20% are disabled. So you've got three categories there in which people would say, you know, those are folks that really are certainly deserving of assistance.
Well, and what about two claims that have made about the number of people on food stamps, that President Obama put more people on food stamps than any president in history, and that there are now more people on food stamps than at any time in history? Those sort of two different stats. Starting with the first one and President Obama's role in this, factcheck.org, USA Today have looked into the stats, and they find that, in fact, more people went on food stamps under George W. Bush. There was a spike then. What drove that increase?
Well, let me make something clear here, and that is to say, President Obama put more people on food stamps, or George W. Bush put more people on food stamps. What puts people on food stamps is the economy,
of course,
and unemployment, and that and food stamps tracks really well in terms of economic conditions. So it's ridiculous for the most part for people to say President Obama put these people on food stamps. It's the Great Recession that has put people on food stamps.
Well, in fact, others also note it's the weather, all the hurricanes, all the floods, all the different weather patterns that we've seen over the past year have also caused increased usage of food stamps. That's Mark Rank, a professor of social welfare at Washington University in St. Louis. Mark, presidents have expanded or changed the program since the first food stamps were issued during the Great Depression. And we're waiting right now for the January numbers. But right now, more people went on food stamps under President Bush than under President Obama. There was a spike during Bush that was higher than Obama. So what drove that increase in addition to the economy?
Right. So one issue was clearly the economy. In the early 2000s and mid-2000s, the economy was not doing well and people were entering the program. But also, the Bush administration did change the program to some extent. They turned the program from a program that was using stamps to a program that uses a debit card. And the reason for that is that it makes it easier administratively to administer the program. It's also easier for folks who are using the program. There was a more of an outreach effort in saying, hey, you know, this is an important nutrition program. That's what this is about, folks that don't have enough food. So it's ironic that actually those policies really were administered under the Bush administration. And as a result of that, we did have an increase in food stamp recipients.
Well, and you say food stamp usage tracks with the economy. The number of people on food stamps went down in the mid and late 90s. But again, there's been an increase under President Obama. He also expanded eligibility. So how would you do that? Let's talk about eligibility. Who qualifies?
To get the program, there's two basic things in terms of qualifying. You have to be below 130% of the poverty line. So by definition, you're in poverty or near poverty. And the other thing is that your assets and your savings generally have to be less than $2,000. So in order to get this program, you have to be in pretty dire economic straits.
And there are people who don't qualify, students, people on strike, undocumented immigrants.
Absolutely. And there still are, although the percentage has increased, there's still about 25 to 30% of people who would get the program, but for various reasons choose not to get the program.
Of course. And some people don't know they're eligible because you are eligible if you work.
Exactly. So some people are not aware that they would be eligible. Other people may just not like the idea of turning to a social welfare program. The other thing that we've seen over the last 10 or 15 years is that number of people who could qualify, a greater percentage, are now getting the program.
Well, and we mentioned that President Obama expanded eligibility. We know there was some expansion in the 2009 stimulus bill. How else might eligibility have been expanded recently? Is that the amount of time you can be on, or what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that he did was with single individuals who are working and extended the amount of time that they could be on the program. The other thing that he did was to increase, to some extent, the overall benefit levels.
And we understand 46 states have also expanded eligibility because of unemployment. So states can also expand eligibility.
That's right. So, you know, given the economic conditions, given what's happening to people on the ground, states are making the decision that, hey, we need to continue this at least until economic conditions improve.
Now, we know there is fraud. In the last decade, the federal government has disqualified about 8,000 retailers from the program because of fraud. But overall, how does the program work? How long do people stay on it? You know, when your salary increases, do you then give up the food stamps?
Yeah, I mean, the typical pattern of people who are using these programs, food stamps in particular, is that people use it to get over a relatively short spell of an economic downturn or a crisis in a family or a medical condition, fairly short periods of time. And when people get back on their feet, they then get off the program. And if you talk to anybody who's using one of these programs, most people will say, the last thing I want to do is to be getting food stamps, but I'm really happy that it's there when I need it. But most people say, look, I'm glad it's there, but I want to get off as soon as I can.
Well, explain that, because we mentioned that there was an expansion under the 2009 stimulus bill. We understand a family of four on food stamps might see an increase of $80 a month, and that increase is in effect until 2013. So $80 a month on top of what? What's the average amount of money that it would translate into for food stamps? And
right.
Does that make the difference for some families? I mean, is that really enough to keep them out of complete poverty?
The average amount that somebody gets today from food stamps is $134 per person and about $287 per household. If we take that per person number, it comes out to about $4.50 a day or about $1.50 per meal per day. Now, on one hand, that's not very much. On the other hand, as you said, that can make a difference in people's lives. And so, again, when you talk to people, they'll say, the program is a godsend, but oftentimes people run out of food stamps by the end of the third week and have to turn to other kind of measures to get through the rest of the month, maybe food pantries or things like that.
Well, and Mark, you've studied it. You are a scholar of food stamps. I mentioned that there's been some fraud. When there's money, there's usually some fraud. But how much? This sense that there's something being abused about the program, this sort of whiff of that. What is your sense of that in having studied it?
In any kind of program, you always have some amount of fraud. But in general, there isn't that much fraud. People talk about particular examples that we should be upset about. And the whole idea of the debit card was really to reduce any kind of fraud on the part of recipients.
And this was under the Bush administration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Studies have been shown that, you know, the amount of fraud in this program is, you know, at a fairly low level. And again, you have to weigh that with the benefits of the program. You know, what this is, it's a nutrition program. It's designed to help families get a minimally adequate diet. And most people would argue that's smart policy, that letting children go hungry in this country is not smart public policy. And so the food stamp program is one program that we have that actually can address that issue. And again, from a scholarly point of view, I would say that that's just smart and effective policy to have a program like that.
And again, your research shows that about half of all U.S. children at some point are on food stamps. Mark Rank, professor of social welfare at Washington University in St. Louis. Mark, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.